الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكر العقوق باب ذكر العقوق أي عقوق الوالدين The chapter with regards to the mention of disobedience, being disobedient and disrespectful to the parents. Babu dhikri al-uquq, meaning the mention of the clarification that this is from the major sins. From the major sins is disrespecting and harming and bothering the parents, the mother and the father. The mother and the father disobeying them. And that which is something that is considered permissible and allowed, and disobeying them in something that which is considered permissible or allowed. The uquq, this comes from al-aq, and the verb is aqa ya'uqu, and it has the meaning of qata'a, yaqta'u. Aqahu ay qata'ahu. And from that is the aqiqa. Whenever the animal was slaughtered, and showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the birth of a child. But what is intended here are the actions and the statements that bother the father and the mother, make them upset. And from the statements and the deeds, the actions of disrespect or disobedience, all of this is from the major sins. Al-Bukhari in his authentic collection, he has a book entitled Kitab al-Adab, the Book of Manners. And he began this chapter with the obligation of obeying the parents, bir al-walidain, being obedient and kind and nice to the parents, an indication that all of the noble and the good manners, all of the noble and the good manners and the good speech and the kind and courteous conduct and dealings, those who have the right first and foremost for this are the parents, the good speech, the kind speech, the courteous statements and the soft and easy dealings and the likes like this that is legislated in Al-Islam, the good and noble manners of this religion, those who have the first right for one to apply those manners with is one's own parents. And in this chapter, likewise, he has some chapter titles from that. He has the title, Rahimahullahu ta'ala babu uququl walidaini min al-kabair. The chapter clarifying that disobeying the parents is from the major sins. It's from the major sins in that are a number of narrations. From that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Allah harrama alaykum uququl umahat. That indeed Allah azza wa jal, he has made it impermissible. He has made it forbidden and impermissible, haram, for you to disobey your mothers. But likewise the fathers as well, but the mother even more specific, and disobeying her and disregarding her concern and her cares, or being rude to her, is even more severe. So this is something that is major. It's so great that it's been coupled in mention with associating partners in worship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Also in that chapter, and as well, with regards to the prohibition, with regards to the clarification that disobeying the parents is from the major sins. Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentioned the narration of Abi Bakrata radiyallahu anhu, which is muttafaqun alayhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ala unabbi'ukum bi akbar al-kabair. Should I not inform you of the greatest of the major sins? And this narration actually has come previously in this particular work in the very beginning. And there was a chapter that the author, he mentioned, akbar al-kabair, the greatest of the major sins. Yani as an indication that we have seen the sins, they are all not the same severity. Some of them are considered sagair, and others are considered kabair. And some of them are less severe than others. And from the kaba'ir, there are those that are even greater and greater. So the level of the sins, they vary. Some of them are more severe than others. And from the greatest of the major sins, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-ishraku billah wa uquq al-walidain. To associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal in worship, to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal in worship, and to disobey the parents. And to disobey the parents. So this has come together and mentioned like this. So it's not allowed to disobey the parents. It's not allowed to disrespect the parents. It's not allowed to be rude to them or even to say a word of detest for them. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not even say to them, oof, the smallest word. And just a sigh, to sigh in the sign of disapproval of that which they are saying or that which they are ordering or that which they are hoping from their child. And to not be harsh or rude with them. And to not be harsh or rude with them. But rather, one, he must lower the wing of mercy and kindness and humbleness towards his parents. And also, as well, Allah Azza wa Jal has coupled the mention of the order to single him out alone in worship. And the mention of the great right of Allah Azza wa Jal to be worshipped alone has mentioned along with that in the same context, the obligation of being kind. The obligation of being kind and courteous, of being kind and courteous and obedient to the parents. And obedient to the parents. Allah, he says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And Allah, he has decreed, meaning he has legislated and ordered, that no one should be worshipped except for him. That no one, that you should not worship anyone except for him. That you should not worship anyone except for him. And that you should be kind and nice to your parents. And that you should be kind and nice to your parents. And likewise, in the ayah, in Surah An-Nisa, which is known as Ayatul Hukuk al-Ashara, the verse of the 10 rights, Allah Azza wa Jal, he began with his right, and then mentioned right after that, second, in order, the right of the parents. Allah, he says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And worship Allah alone, and do not associate any partners with him whatsoever, and be kind and nice. And be kind and nice to the parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So this is something that is very important. It's from the obligations of Islam. It has a great and a high status in the deen. And it's a means to draw near and close to Allah Azza wa Jalla and to earn His pleasure. Rather, it has been narrated from Abdullah. It has been narrated from Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رِضَى الرَّبِّ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ. That the pleasure of the Lord is in the pleasure of the Father. وَسَخَطُ رَبِّي فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدِ. And that the anger of the Lord is at the anger of the Father. At the anger of the Father. And so this is the case. And we know that the obligation to be kind and nice, to be kind and nice with regards to the parents, the obligation for the mother is even greater. So if the pleasure of Allah is found in the pleasure of the Father, making him happy, and for the sake of Allah, and that which is allowed and permissible, and likewise in making the father angry, and making the father angry by disobeying him, and that which he orders from that which is allowed and permissible, this is from the means of having the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is something, no doubt, that is very severe. The author he mentioned right here, the author he mentioned after this, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah the Most High, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ, and that you show thanks to me, and to your parents, and to me is the return. And to me is the return. And you show thanks to me. So here the Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the obligation of showing thanks to him. And likewise, after that, showing thanks to your parents. Showing thanks to your parents. وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ, and to me you are all returning. And to me is the return, meaning for accountability. Those who were thankful to me, being sincere and fulfilling the obligations and using the bounties and favors and blessings in the manner that Allah has legislated and allowed and avoided using them in a manner that is impermissible and a manner that is haram. And likewise, he was kind and obedient and nice and courteous and helpful with regards to his parents, then they will have a great reward with Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ, the reminder of the accountability with regards to this affair. And likewise, those who are deficient in that, in showing thanks to Allah or in showing thanks to their parents likewise, then they will meet Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He will take them to account for that. He will take them to account for that. This is a portion of a verse in Surah Al-Luqman. In Surah Luqman, Allah, He says, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ Allah, He says, and we have ordered the human being that he be kind and nice to his parents, and his mother has carried him upon weakness and difficulty, and his weaning is in two years, meaning that the mother, she is bearing him, she's carrying him in her womb, carrying him in her womb, and then giving birth to him, and then after that feeding him and caring for him and nursing him for 2 years. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ And then Allah, He says as a reminder, أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ That you show thanks to me, and you show thanks to your parents likewise, by being obedient to them and that which they order from the affairs that are allowed and permissible, especially if they order someone to establish the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to avoid the prohibitions of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, even more rightful that one should obey them and be kind to them in that, and agree with them in that, and follow those orders in the best manner. Even Allah Azza wa Jal, He clarified in this case, even if they were disbelievers, rather even if they were from those who associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, and they called their child, striving against them to invite them to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, even in this case, and even in this situation, it's not allowed to disrespect them. Rather, when he must say words of kindness for them, although he will disobey them in that. The child would disobey them with respect and in with nobility and with good manners. And he would not say anything except for goodness to them and accompany them with goodness in this life. Allah, He says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا And if they strive against you, your parents, if they strive against you to cause you to associate partners with me from that which you have no knowledge of, meaning to associate partners with me, which is the greatest sin. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا Then do not obey them in that. وَصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا But you must accompany them in this life in a good manner. So a person he will refrain from that, and he will disobey them if they order him to disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even then, he will disobey them with honor and with respect. And he will apologize, and he will inform them that he's not allowed to obey them in this time, along with the fact that he loves them and that he honors them and respects them, but they ordered him to do something which is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, or which is contrary to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's not allowed for him to obey them in that. So he would disobey them, but even then he would do that with good manners and good conduct. So this is a major affair. From the major sins, disrespecting the parents, disobeying the parents, being rude to the parents, having a sharp tongue to the parents, being upset with the parents, saying to the parents that you're annoying me, you're bothering me, go away. You're annoying me, you're bothering me, go away. Even just to say, oof, this is not allowed. The father says to do something for the son or the daughter to do something or the mother. Even if they did it, but in doing that they say, oof. Oof means like, I don't want to do this. I don't know what they're talking about. Like this, thinking like this, but even he didn't say it. He just showed a sign, and he made this sigh coming from his chest disagreement or dislike of that which is coming from his parents. This is not allowed. This is not allowed. Al-Islam has given great rights to the people, and from those who have the greatest rights of mankind are the mothers and the fathers. The author, he says, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أقبل رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبايعك على الهجرة والجهاد أبتغي الأجر من الله فقال هل من والديك أحد حي فقال نعم بل كلاهما قال فتبغي الأجر من الله تعالى قال نعم قال فارجع إلى والديك فأحسن صحبتهما أخرجاه واللفظ لمسلم So Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, he says that a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, I came to pledge allegiance to you, to migrate for migrating and for striving and fighting in the path of Allah. I pledge allegiance to you, and he has come, and he's traveling, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to pledge his allegiance to make hijrah, to leave his home and his family, to make hijrah, coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to fight also along with that, and jihad. And he says, I'm seeking the reward from Allah. I'm coming to you to pledge my allegiance to you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make hijrah to Al-Madinah and to strive and fight with you in the cause of Allah. And he says, وَأَبْتَغِيَ الْأَجْرَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And I'm only seeking the reward from Allah alone. I'm only seeking the reward from Allah alone. At this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, is one of your parents alive? Is your parents, one of them alive? He said, rather both of them are alive. Rather both of them are alive. He said, you're looking for the reward from Allah, the Most High? You come here looking for the reward from Allah, the Most High? He said, yes. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then go back to your parents and accompany them in goodness. Then go back to your parents and accompany them in goodness. And this is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, the author. He says, this is the wording of Al-Imam Muslim. It has come likewise, this narration is collected by Abi Dawood. And that wording, the Prophet sallallahu, in that wording, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the individual, irji'a. فَاسْتَأْذِنْهُمَا فَإِنْ أَذِنَا لَكَ فَجَاهِرْ وَإِلَّا فَبَرَّهُمَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the man to go back and seek their permission. Go back and seek their permission to make jihad, to make hijrah, and to make jihad. Go back and seek their permission to make the hijrah and to make the jihad. And if they allow you, then you strive and fight. Then you strive and fight with us. And if they do not allow you, then you stay with them. And you be kind, and you be obedient, and you take care of them, and you take care of them. So this narration, no doubt, is clarifying in great detail the status of obeying the parents and being kind to the parents. This man, he came to make hijrah, to make hijrah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise he came to strive and to fight in the path of Allah azza wa jalla with his wealth and with his person. And with his wealth and his self, he came to strive. He said, I'm only seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not seeking anything from anybody from the worldly life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard this, and then at the same time, he did not just stop at this moment like this. Rather, he asked him, do you have parents? Do you have parents? Are your parents alive? He says, yes, both of them are alive. He said, you're seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal? You're looking for reward? You're looking for reward? He said, this is why he came. He left his home to come there, to make hijrah, to make jihad, seeking the reward from Allah, the great reward of hijrah, and the great reward of fighting jihad in the path of Allah, along with the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great reward. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you're looking for reward, and you have parents, then you go back to them, and you be kind, and you take care of them, and you look after them, and you obey them. And in some wordings likewise, at least you would have to go back to them and seek their permission before coming. So this is a clarification that in some circumstances, being kind and taking care of the parents takes precedence even over striving and fighting in the path of Allah. And the reward for that is greater. And likewise, in some wordings, it's been clarified that this is in reality a type of jihad likewise. It's been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim as well. Also from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhuma, in a similar story like this. It says, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يَسْتَأْذِينُهُ فِي الْجِهَادِ. Then a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek permission for him to make jihad along with him. فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَحَيٌّ وَالِدَاكَ. He said, are your parents alive? Are your parents alive? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. Your parents are alive? He said, I'm coming to seek permission. I'm coming to seek permission from you so I can make jihad with you, and along with those companions of yours who are striving in your path. I'm coming to help and to aid you and to fight with you. O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man, he said, are your parents alive? أَحَيٌّ وَالِدَاكَ. He said, yes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. Then you should go strive. If you want to strive, if you want to fight in the path of Allah, then go to your parents and strive to obey them and to be kind to them and nice to them and strive to take care of them and to make them happy. and to make them happy. So this is considered a type of striving in the path of Allah. And no doubt, it requires great effort. This is the clarification of this affair. This is a great and high and lofty status. A great and high and lofty status. And there was one from the Tabi'een. His name is Uwais al-Qarni, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And it's been mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aware of him. And he told Umar radiallahu anhu that there's a man, his name is Uwais al-Qarni. And he's not from the companions. He's from those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never met. And he told him, if you meet him, then you ask him to make dua for you, and to ask Allah to forgive you. And you ask him, because he's someone who, if he calls on Allah, Allah will respond to him. This man, Uwais al-Qarni, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he's someone who, if he calls on Allah, Allah will respond to him. It's mentioned about him, and the quality that he had, and that he reached this high level and status by way of, was that he was known for being very kind and courteous and helpful and nice to his mother, and taking care of his mother. So this is an obligation. This is an obligation to be kind and to be respectful to the parents. To be respectful to the parents. Opposite of that, contrary to that, to disrespect them, to disregard their orders, to bother them or to harm them in statement or in action, this is considered a major sin. So the author, he says, وَعَنْ مُعَوِيَةَ إِبْنِ جَاهِمَةَ أَنَّ جَاهِمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ جَاءَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم أردت أن أغزو وقد جئت أستشيرك فقال فهلك من أم؟ قلت نعم. قال فالزمها فإن الجنة تحت رجليها. رواه أحمد والنسائي. So the author, now he mentions the narration of Muawiyah ibn Jahima, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says that his father Jahima radiyallahu anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to fight. I want to go out on the battles in the path of Allah with you. So I came to seek your advice and consultation. We see this man, he has an intention to do some good. He's hoping to strive and to fight in the path of Allah azza wa jal. But along with that, he's been given success to come to seek religious guidance and advice, and he first and foremost. So this is what is crossing his mind, and this is what he's hoping to do. But before he advances upon that, he came to get the fatwa and the nasiha and the mushawara from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great affair likewise, and a great benefit from this issue, that a person, if he's going to advance upon the affairs of this life, and the likes, especially from the affairs that are not obligatory, from the actions of righteousness and goodness, a person, he will seek advice from those who have knowledge and experience, because maybe he will see something that appears to be good to him, and there is something that is better and takes precedence, as is in the case here in the situation. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked him immediately, فَأَهَلَكَ مِنْ أُمْ? He said, Do you have a mother? He said, yes, I have a mother. So he said, then you hold fast to her, فَالْزَمْهَا. فَلَزَمْهَا, then you stay with her. فَلَزَمْهَا, فَلَزَمْ خِدْمَتَهَا. Then you stay with her, meaning you stay in her service. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا. Because indeed the paradise is under her feet. The paradise is under her two feet, meaning in pleasing her for the sake of Allah, and seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, and being obedient to her, and taking care of her, and helping her, and making her happy in this manner. The one who does this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is from the great means to draw near to Allah, and from great means to have the pleasure and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to enter paradise. The author, he says, this is narrated by Ahmed and Nasa'i. So now he says, rahimahullah, wa an Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan qala, ya Rasulullah, man haqqu an-nasi bi husni suhbati? قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أبوك أخرجاه. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that a man, he came again to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again we see the diligence of the companions to come and to ask and to find out about the affairs of their religion, and their worldly life likewise, and have direction and guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to apply that and put that into application in their life. So the man, he says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has the most right from the people for me to be kind and to accompany them in goodness? And from mankind, the people are many. There's many people in mankind, and we have relationships with a number of people. So the man, he's looking at the situation now, he's saying, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from all of the people, who has the most right? Who has the most right for me to accompany them in goodness? For me to accompany them in goodness. He said, your mother. He said, your mother sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, okay, then after that, who? And then who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him again, your mother. And then the man, he said, okay, and then after that, who? And then after that, who? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him for the third time, your mother. And the man, he asked after that again, he said, and then after that, who? And then who? And then who? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, your father. He said, your father. So this is a clarification again of the great status of the parents, both of them. Both of them, that those who have the most right for us to accompany them in goodness and to be nice to them and to be courteous to them and to select our words properly and the manners that we deal with them with and to be patient and forbearing with and to overlook their shortcomings and their faults and their mistakes. And those who have the most right for these noble and good manners are our parents. Are our parents first and foremost, even if they're non-Muslims. Even if they're non-Muslims, how about if they're Muslims? How about if they're good Muslims who pray every day and establish the Ramadan and they fast? And they're known for giving charity, and they do good deeds to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even more rightful, and even more rightful, and even more rightful. But here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked three times in the beginning, and all three times he answered, "Your mother, your mother, your mother." And then it was not till the fourth time that the father was mentioned. The people of knowledge, they mentioned from the wisdom of this is that the mother, she has carried great responsibility and done great actions of kindness and goodness, and was very, very merciful in dealing with the child in the manner that the father and no one else could have ever accomplished or ever achieved. And this is from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla in His creation. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, لَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the male is not like the female. So the male is not like the female. So there are aspects that the male, he has that are greater and that are better, and qualities that the male has. And in general, this is how Allah has created the human being. But there are also other aspects that the female has that is from those affairs that are specific to them as well, that the males, they do not have qualities and traits. And from that, here is the issue of giving birth. The issue of giving birth. And this is a major affair from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, how the human being is created, and how it's born and given life in the womb of a woman, and it's created from that fluid, and then it turns into from that into a blood clot, and then into flesh, and into bones, and then there's a life, and then Allah Azza wa Jal, يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He forms you and shapes you in the wombs as He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eyes and ears and a nose and lips and a tongue is formed by the permission of Allah, by the power of Allah, by the wisdom and the authority and the command of Allah. These are amazing affairs. This happens in the womb of a woman, not in the belly of a man. This happens in the womb of a woman. So this is something that is amazing. So to ponder and to reflect over this affair, and the men could not even imagine how this would occur, and meaning that suddenly a life is growing and forming in the belly, in the womb. There's a life that comes to life there, and then eventually that life starts sharing the nourishment and the likes with the woman. So no doubt this is a great change in her body. So no doubt this is a great change in her body and her in her emotions and her whole life. Her whole life is changing whenever she is pregnant. And Allah is creating that baby and the womb in that manner. This is affecting her directly and affecting her health, affecting her emotions. She's going through hardship. It's not easy. This is the point. She's going through hardship. It's not easy. To bear a baby in the womb is a great hardship, and it's not easy. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ. And his mother, His mother is carrying him in weakness and difficulty, and on top of weakness and difficulty. This is the case. And then even more severe than that is giving birth to the child. Giving birth to the child. The people of Nadas have mentioned that this is from the most severe pains that the human being experiences, the pains of childbirth. The pains of childbirth are said to be from the most severe types of pains. And they will come, and the womb will squeeze, and it will become tight. Then it will loosen, and then it will become tight. And these pains, they will come, and the woman, she will experience that in giving birth. In giving birth, and they're very difficult and hard for them. And then after they give birth, and he's dealing with the child, and breastfeeding the child, and taking care of the child, and changing his diaper, and the child is weak, and the child has absolutely no ability to take care of itself whatsoever. It's helpless, literally. And the mother is the one who was up with it in the daytime and up with it in the nighttime, taking care of it. Whenever it cries, she's there. And whenever it screams, she's there. And whenever it's dirty, she's there. And whenever it's hungry, she's there. The child is stuck with her, added to her body, daytime and nighttime, for 2 years. وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرَضِئْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِيمَ الرَّضَاعَ. So this is the case, and this is what Allah, He mentioned. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to this specifically in Surah Al-Ahqaf. And Allah, He says, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have ordered the human being to be kind and nice to his parents. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. That his mother has carried him in hardship and difficulty, and she has given birth to him in hardship and difficulty, and his weaning is in 30 months. And he is in 30 months. It would be the minimum. So this is an indication that the minimum time of childbirth would be 6 months. But normally, it's 9 months. But normally, it is 9 months. So it would be more than 30 months many times. It would be more than 30 months many times, just this portion here. Not to mention after that, many times the child, the relationship and the benefit and the good that comes to that child from his parents, the mother, she shares in the greatest portion of that. Many times she's the one raising the child, feeding the child, clothing the child, teaching the child, educating the child. Many of the children, they did not learn how to say alif, ba, ta, tha except from their mother. They didn't learn how to say A, B, C, D except from their mother. They didn't learn how to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 except from their mother. They didn't learn the Fatiha except from their mother. They didn't learn how to make ruku' and sujood except from their mother. Many of the Muslims, this is the case for them. This is a blessing and a favor. Even those who had parents who are non-Muslim, many of the good that came to them is from their mother. Much of the time, the father, he will be out of the house throughout the day. And it's the mother who is raising, and the mother who is taking care of the child, the mother who is helping the child, the mother who is feeding the child, looking out for the child, making the child smile and laugh. Whenever the child is upset, she's comforting and helping the child and caring for the child and reassuring the child. This is the mother who is doing these affairs most of the time. It's the mother who is doing these affairs most of the time. So, umuka, umuka, umuk. Your mother, your mother, your mother. This is something that is very important. We should be shy. We should be shy to be rude to our parents. Wallahi, we should be shy. Even if they're rude to us, we should not be rude to them. We should fear Allah Azza wa Jal. We should fear Allah Azza wa Jal and be kind to them for the sake of Allah first and foremost. So this has to be something that is done with sincere faith. This has to be something, again, this is our religion, our deen. Allah, lillahi, ad-deen, al-khalis. The religion is purely and sincerity for Allah. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ. And they are not ordered to do anything except to make the religion sincerely and purely for Allah. And from that is obedience to the parents. From that is obedience to the parents. Just like that which has preceded in the chapters with regards to obeying the ruler, and that which is allowed likewise. He would do that as deen, as an act of worship. He will obey the ruler and that which is allowed and permissible, yani as an act of drawing near to Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if it's something that he did not like, because this is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered. So he will know these narrations and he will abide by them, hoping for the reward from Allah. Likewise with regards to the parents as well. Likewise with regards to the parents as well, he will obey his parents, he will be kind to his parents. Even if, yani, sometimes maybe the mother, she will be bothersome, or she will be rude, or the father will be rude, and the likes like this. It's not allowed to respond. It's not allowed to respond in likes like that. Rather, a child may be tested like this. He has to be kind. He has to be respectful. Even if the parents are upon a bad way, the child, he must advise them in the most noble and the best manner, without belittling them, or without making them feel shy and making them feel bad. Even if they were upon innovation, or even if they were upon Christianity, or even if they were upon shirk, it's not allowed to disrespect them. Rather, a person, he has to deal with them in the best manner, so long as they do not become extremely oppressive and become to the extent that they are taking enmity and the likes like this with Islam, so on and so forth. At this time, there are different rulings. The general principle is that it's not allowed to ever disrespect the parents, that they should be honored, that they should be respected, and that they should be helped, and especially the mother, especially if she gets old, especially sometimes the mothers, they become old, they're not able to move, or they're not able to see good, or they're not able to move like they could. The child should hasten to help the mother, seeking the reward from Allah. And likewise, the father as well. The father and the obligation of obeying the father and being kind to the father likewise is great. But the mother, she has a right above the father. And this is because of what she went through, from the hardship of bearing the child and giving birth to the child, and then after that, caring for the child and nursing the child. So this is something that the mother, she had alone, and the father, he did not share in that. But likewise, the father, many times, he's going through hardship and difficulty to earn a living, to take care of the child, to keep the child safe, to have a home that is safe, to have clothing that is nice, and to have food that is beneficial. The father is going through hardships and difficulty, leaving the home and going through the land to earn a dollar in order to take care of his family, in order to feed his child, in order to pay the bills for his child. So the father, likewise, he's going in hardship. Many times the parents, the children, they don't realize that. They're just living life, and there's an AC in the house in the winter, in the summertime, and heater in the wintertime, and the lights are on all the time, and they're just accustomed to that like it's nothing. But there's a man who's taking care of that by the permission of Allah. There's a man who's going through hardship and difficulty. Sometimes a woman likewise, going through hardship and difficulty to earn the dollar, so that those lights are on and so that those bills are paid. So it's incumbent to show respect to our parents and to remember the good that they have done, and to not forget about those favors that they have done, especially if we see in these lands. Some of these people around us, one of them will give birth to a child and leave it in a trash can. One of them will give birth to a child and leave it in a dumpster. Or they won't even have the nerve to have a child, they'll have an abortion. But our parents, they did not do that. They did not leave us in a dumpster. They did not leave us with somebody else. Many times this is the case. So the one who has a parent, the one who has a mother, he should seek the reward of Allah by being kind to her and nice to her. The one who has a father, he should seek the reward from Allah, from being kind to her and nice to her. And those who have parents who have passed, if they're from the Muslims, we ask Allah to forgive them. But one will likewise, he will make dua for them. And he will remember them and remember the good and make dua for them. And also keep good relationships with their relatives, like the uncle, like the brother of the father, and the sister of the mother, so on and so forth, and their friends and their companions that they had before, that they respected. One will keep ties with them, any for the sake of Allah, any because of the relationship and the love for the parents. All of this is from doing good to the parents even after they have died. But those who have parents who are alive, they should take advantage now, because one will not realize the gravity of this affair until they lose them. So the author, he says, وللبخاري عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه مرفوعة الكبائر الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين وقتل النفس واليمين الغموس. So the author, he said, is collected by Bukhari from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the major sins, الكبائر الإشراك بالله, to associate partners with Allah in worship, وعقوق الوالدين, and to disobey, to disobey the parents, وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ, and to kill a soul, to kill a person, to murder him. What do you have to be like? What do you mean, الغاموس? What do you mean, الغاموس? Yani that a person, he will take an oath by Allah while he knows that he's lying. He will take an oath by Allah while he knows that he's lying many times in order to take the right unlawfully, to take a right unlawfully. So these are from the major sins, the shahid wa uquq al walidain. I need to clarify again that this is from the major sins. From the major sins. After this, the author, he says, yani continuing with regards to the rights yani of the people. Babu dhikri al-qati'ah. The chapter with regards to the mention of severing ties. Qati'ah, yani al-qati'ah, yani qati'ata, qati'ati al-rahim. The chapter with regards to the mention of cutting ties of relatives. Meaning the clarification that this is likewise from the major sins. This is likewise from the major sins. Qati'ah. Qafiyatu rahim. Ar-Rahim, yani literally it means the womb. The womb is called the Rahim. But also the Rahim is also Al-Qaraba. Al-Qaraba. The word Rahim is from Ar-Rahma. Rahima yarhamu. Yarham rahmatan. Wal-Rahim is the womb. But likewise, the ties one has through the womb, that's called Ar-Rahim. What is intended here is Al-Qaraba. Are the relatives. Are the relatives in the Rahim. Or the qaraba is the one that a person, he has a relationship tied to them by way of his father and mother. These are called al-aqarib. These are called al-aqarib. So the author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, babu dhikri al-qafi'ah, yani qafi'at al-rahim, the chapter with regards to the mention of severing ties of relatives, cutting off the ties of the relatives, meaning clarifying again that this is from the major sins. وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Baqarah. Yani this is in a portion of a verse. Just before this, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ, that Allah, he guides by way of his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, many, and likewise leads away, that Allah, he leads astray many by way of his book, and likewise he guides many as well by way of his book, and he does not lead astray except for those who are considered fasiqeen, yani those who have turned away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen a number of times al-fisq, al-khuruju, and ta'ati Allahi wa rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who are misled by the Quran, waliyadu billah, they are the people who are disobedient. They disregard and turn away from the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for those who are obedient to Allah and humble and submissive to Him, then the Quran is a light for them and a means of guidance for them and a means of goodness for them. So then Allah, He says about those fasiqeen, the description that they have, those people who have turned away and rebelled against the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have traits and attributes. Some of them are mentioned here in this verse. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ, those who invalidate the covenant of Allah after it's been established. And they invalidate that. And this includes all of the covenant. First and foremost, the covenant with Allah Azza wa Jalla to believe in Him and to worship Him alone with no partners. And to establish his obedience by performing the commandments and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. And likewise, the covenant with Allah Azza wa Jalla as well, and believing in his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believing in that which he has mentioned is truth, and that he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obeying him as well in that which he orders, and avoiding and staying away from that which he prohibits sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and taking him as a role model. This is a covenant and a promise and an oath that one has. From the ways of the fasiqeen is that they invalidate that, or they turn away from that. They violate that. They violate the covenant. And likewise, what is included here as well as all of the covenants that one has with the rest of mankind, and the oaths and the promises and the contracts that the people make. Any from the attributes of these fasiqeen, those whom have turned away from obedience, and those whom are misguided and misled and do not benefit from the Quran, is that they invalidate or that they violate these covenants and they violate these rights. Likewise, from their attributes, which is the shahid here, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ, and they cut off and they sever that which Allah has ordered to be connected. They cut off and they sever that which Allah has ordered to be connected. This includes a number of things. The shahid, what is intended here is that Allah, He has ordered for the ties of the relatives to be connected and has forbidden for them to be cut off. So from the attributes of the fasiqeen and the corrupt and the disobedient and the wicked and the evil is that they sever ties. Is that they sever the ties of the relatives. But likewise, and even before then, that which Allah has ordered to be connected is the relationship of the person with his Lord. By establishing the Shahada, in public and in private, this is a relationship that must be connected. It must be taken care of. It must be kept upright. It must be kept good. It must not be violated. And from that is the greatest connection that we have. And after the Tawheed is the connection with Allah and the Salat. And establishing that. The Salat silatun wathiqatun bayna al-abdi wa rabbihi. So this is something that Allah has ordered. It must be connected. It must be kept up with. It must be maintained. It must be protected. It must be performed properly. It must not be cut off. It must not be severed. The Salat must be established. This is from those affairs that Allah has ordered to keep connected and to not sever. And likewise, the rest of the obligations as well. All of this is included here. But the Shahid now, yani from that which Allah has ordered to be connected and to be kept tight, are the ties of the relatives. And from the attributes of the fasiqeen, those people who are disobedient, do not benefit from the Qur'an, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, is that they sever those ties unrightfully. And then Allah, He mentions about them, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. These people, they are the losers. These people, they are the losers. Meaning they are those who have lost. Yani, they have lost their own souls. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. This verse has been mentioned in another chapter in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, very similar, in Surah Al-Ra'd. And in the end of that verse, Allah, He mentioned about them, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ وَلَعْنَةٌ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. That these people here who sever off that which Allah has ordered to be connected, which is included in that, is cutting the ties of their relatives, these people, لَهُمْ وَلَعْنَةٌ, they have the curse of Allah. They have the curse of Allah. Allah, He mentioned about them, they have the curse of Allah, and they have the سُوءُ الدَّارِ, the most evil and the worst of all abodes to abide in. Any meaning the hellfire, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So cutting the ties of the relatives and severing that out of animosity and worldly affairs and the likes like this and personal opinions and differences and so on and so forth, all of this is from the major sins. The author, he says, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ جُبَيْرِ بْنِ مُطْعِمْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوَةً لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِئُ الرَّحْمِ. The author, he says, is mentioned by, it's collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the Hadith of Jubair ibn Mut'im رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who severs the ties of relatives, he will not enter paradise. He will not enter paradise. Meaning that this is a major sin. And the one who dies in this manner upon the likes of these major sins, he does not deserve to enter paradise with those who enter without any reckoning. He does not deserve to enter paradise with those who enter without any reckoning. And he mean, not meaning that this is a sin that takes a person out of Islam, but meaning that it's a major sin. A major crime, and those who die upon major crimes like severing the ties of relatives unlawfully, they do not deserve to enter paradise without reckoning, meaning they're under the threat. They're under the threat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they'll be taken to account for this and they'll be punished for this sin. So this is an indication again, likewise, that it's a major sin. And then the author, he says, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا. And also it has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the Haditha Abi Hurayrah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi وسلم, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ, that indeed Allah, the Most High, He created the creation. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَغَ مِنْهُمْ, until He finished creating the creation. قَامَتَ الرَّحِمْ فَقَالَتْ, يعني the rahim has stood up and says, هَذَا مَقَامُ الْعَائِذِ بِكَ مِنَ الْخَطِيئَةِ. This is the place of the one who is seeking refuge with you from being severed. This is something that we believe in. And that the rahim, the qaraba, the ties of relatives, the Allah Azza wa Jal, He had given it the ability to say this and to speak. And it says that, and it said after it had been created, that is seeking refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from being cut off. So Allah, He says, قَالَ نَعَمْ أَمَّا تَرْضَيْنَا أَنْ أَسِلَ مَنْ وَصَلَكَ وَأَقْطَعَ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. Allah, He says now to the rahim, will you not be pleased that I will connect and I will keep, that I will bless and keep good those who keep ties with you, and I will cut off from my blessing those who cut ties with you? فَقَالَتْ بَلَى. So the rahim has said, of course. قَالَ فَذَلِكَ لَكِ. So Allah, He said to the rahim, then this is for you. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. And then the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ, He says, اِقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ, read if you like. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Yani Allah, He mentioned in His book that do you think that if you have authority in the land that you will work corruption? That if you're given authority that you will work corruption in the land and you will sever the ties of your relatives? And after this, Allah, He mentioned, and directly after this verse, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And these people here, they're the ones who Allah has cursed. And those who, whenever they have authority and power in the land, they work corruption and evil by spreading disobedience. By spreading disobedience and by severing the ties of the relatives and cutting the ties of the relatives. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. It is these people here that Allah has cursed them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَعَمَاءَ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. And He has caused them to not be able to hear the truth, nor to see it. So all of this is a clarification that this is from the major sins. May Allah guide us to a good path and give us a good ending. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيَنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.